Hi, I'm with Anne. And sorry, what's your surname? Okay. And you work with the Saxon Crown Swimming Group?
That's right.
Okay. So you actually the section for disabled people?
Yes. Quite a large section.
Really?
Yes.
Can you tell me about it?
We swim in Ladywell and Downham. And we've got four kind of levels of swimming. So learn to swim for people who cannot swim at all. Then they move up to the next section where they, these are all in the small pool, where they can swim and they're improving their strokes and actually can float and have mastered water. Then they move to the large pool. There's a half an hour lesson in the large pool or an hour's lesson.
Is it people of all ages?
All ages and adults. We take anybody. Maybe.
So now I know you. This is with the disabled group. Have you heard or found any sort of shift in the way people are, their attitude towards disabled people since the Paralympics?
Well, we've had a lot more inquiries. I get emails from people who want their children to swim and learn to swim. And I think because
this is parents of disabled children.
Parents of disabled children have seen kind of the Olympics and what children, people can do, regardless of what their disability is. They can still swim. And I think it's one of the, if they've got joint problems or their limbs don't work too well, you know, they can swim quite easily. The water takes the weight off of their joints and things so they can swim.
So actually it's a bit of a relief. It's nice to get in the pool.
Yes, yes. It's a sport rather than kind of running and things which are kind of weight-bearing. It takes the weight off their joints and they do learn to swim quite well.
Okay. So what would you say? Would you say to people who are disabled, come along, come and swim?
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Swimming is very good for disabled people because it helps with their coordination. If they join a club, a lot of children aren't very social, so it's a social side where they have to work with other children and behave themselves and have to take the rules and regulations because water can be very dangerous and they are made aware of this and therefore they have to behave themselves and so their behavioural problems even get better.
How long have you worked in this sort of, in your job?
I think we've been doing disability in our swimming club since 2002. So it's 10 years we've been doing it
now. Now, look, there were some people that were really surprised at, you know, what disabled people could achieve. I mean, was you surprised?
Not really, no. Because I've worked with disabled people in sports and things like that.
So you're more like, told you so.
Yeah. Oh, they can do it, you know, and we try to push them harder as well to achieve what they can achieve. You know, we know what they can achieve, but when they're little children, they're having problems just making their body being coordinated and what have you. So, you know, we have to kind of give them the confidence and that to do what they can do.
Oh, that's really lovely. I think you do a wonderful job. Thanks so much. So, okay, so how can people get in touch with you, Anne?
Well, we've got a website, which is Saxon Crown, www.saxoncrown.org. You know, if you go onto that, it has all the information on, because we're a competitions club, we compete. Our mainstream part of the club is young children that swim. We've got a master's section, so adults can learn to swim. Well, we don't actually teach them to swim, but we teach them to improve their strokes and stamina, and obviously for adults to get better, which is the same as with a disability and that. So if you go on the website, you'll find out everything about us.
But don't come along if you want to be mollycoddled. Come along.
No,
if
you will be worked very hard. Very good for you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.